Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your places again, where that you may be, just reaching the world for Christ. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. We're on Blog Talk Radio, just trying to tell somebody the good news. And if you want to be a part of this service today, why, call in on 310-742-1759. Just call in. We'll put you on here with us. It's 310-742-1759. So I see that we got a call in there. Come in there, 770, and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Well, Lord, this is Brother John Sample from Thomaston, Georgia.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother John. We're glad that you called in there and on here with us tonight. We're going to be speaking on mercy here in a minute. I've got some prayer requests I'd like to make known, and I've got a service that's coming up that I'd like for my wife to read and tell everybody about and invite them to it there. So I'll let her read this at this time.
We'd like to invite everybody to come out to Loudoun High School Auditorium, 1039 Mulberry Street, Highway 11, Loudoun, Tennessee, 37774. Bobby Johnson and the Crusade team will be there ministering both nights, so come on out and be with us, sir.
That's going to be what?
And the time will be 7 p.m. on Saturday, April the 13th, and Sunday, April the 14th at 2 p.m.
So everybody invited out to be in this services, and just look forward for God to move and really bless. And so we want you to call in if you want to call in and be a part of this. At 310-742-1759. So, Brother John, just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Appreciate that, Brother Lloyd. Tonight we're speaking on mercy. Tonight's message is out of Romans chapter 9, starting in Romans chapter 9, starting in verse 15. Tonight's message is vessels of mercy, vessels of mercy. It says, for he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Mercy is something showing pity or mercy upon or acts of kindness towards another person, amen, in a time of need. And so we find here that in verse 16 it says, so then it was not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So it wasn't about those that willed things to happen, or those that were running the things to happen, but it was because the Lord Jesus Christ showing his mercy, showing his kindness, amen, and then towards others. We find the Bible says in Titus, and we're going to go back to Romans chapter 9, but in Titus chapter 3, the Bible is speaking, and Paul speaking to Timothy, or Titus, excuse me, admonishing him to teach, and certain things to teach, and certain things not to teach. And in Titus chapter 3, verse 1, he said, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. This is a prophetic word to each and every one of us. We need to put in our mind to be subject to the principalities of the Lord Jesus Christ and powers, to obey the magistrates, to be ready to do every good work. To speak evil of no man tonight, to be no brawlers, verse 2, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. We are to show meekness unto all men. Doesn't make a difference. Bible says in verse 3, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. Titus began to write to them and tell them, amen, and Apostle Paul, that there was times that they were foolish, times that they were disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts or many lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. They got to the place where they lived in malice and envy, and they were hateful. Not only were they hateful, but they hated one another. But something happened in their life. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward men appeared. There was an appearance of kindness. There was an appearance of mercy. There was an appearance of the love of God our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it wasn't by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, in other words, according to his act of kindness, he poured out his mercy upon us. He saved us by the washing of the regeneration. In other words, he washed us when we were rebirthed by his mercy. Tonight, amen, I don't care who you are, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, will have mercy on he who will have mercy. It's not about the way you're running. It's not about your will tonight, but it's about the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will save you by the washing of the generation and renewing. There's a renewing of the Holy Ghost tonight in your life, which he has shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Holy Ghost comes upon us and is shed on us abundantly through the Lord Jesus Christ, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Amen. Going back, amen, to Romans chapter 9, we find, amen, hallelujah, verse 17, hallelujah, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee. In other words, the very reason why he raised up Pharaoh, that he was given an opportunity to show his mercy to the children of God that had been bound, amen. He raised him up that he would show his power in Pharaoh, in those who had him incarcerated in captivity. And he said, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. This was the very purpose, that there's an opportunity for God's mercy to be upon the children of Israel. And he said, therefore, hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and on whom he will, he hardeneth. You have to understand, in Exodus chapter 9, it told him that he told Moses to go, amen, and speak unto Pharaoh. But hallelujah, but he already knew that his heart would be hardened. He would harden his heart, that he would not let his people go. We need to know tonight, in verse 19, thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Amen. Why does he continue to find? You need to know tonight that God is unsearchable. But you need to know, verse 20 says, nay, but O man, who art thou that replies against God? He spoke about it even as Pharaoh said, I don't know this God. You need to know tonight, amen, that there's only one God in all the earth, only one true God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, beside me there is no other. You need to know tonight that there's only one God of mercy tonight, only one that can give you mercy and save you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, hallelujah, shall the same form say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? And some of you have said, Lord, why did you make me this way, the way that I am? Amen. But you need to know tonight that you are the clay and he's the potter. The Bible says in verse 21, had not the potter power over the clay of the same lump? You need to know tonight that the Bible says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 26, and he that overcometh and keepeth my word unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, to him that holds on to the end. That the Lord said that he would give you power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers. He has Hallelujah. The power over the clay. He is the potter, amen, that has the power over the vessels of mercy or vessels of wrath. Even as I receive of my Father, and I will give them the morning star. God is giving you the light of mercy tonight. You need to know, amen, going back to Romans chapter 9, and continuing on verse 21, the end of it, he said, to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. Amen. The power, the potter, the Lord Jesus Christ, can make vessel one unto honor and one to dishonor. Verse 22, what if God willing to show his wrath and to make his power known? Remember what he said. He said, I raised you up, amen, that you might have my power in thee. In other words, my power, that you would know my power, and to make his power known. Endure with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction. You need to know tonight that those of us, amen, we're vessels that will receive his wrath, that he turned that around, that he might make us, in verse 23, known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he has afore prepared unto glory. You need to know tonight, he said, even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. You need to know tonight, as he said in verse 25, in Osi, I will call them my people. In the realm of the Gentile world, he would call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not my blood. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. When he calls out, these all were children of vessels of wrath, fit for destruction. But I want you to know tonight that God made them vessels of honor and vessels of mercy, that you might know the riches of his glory tonight. You've been prepared under his glory, whether you're Jew or Gentile, whether you're bond or Greek, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter what your circumstances are, you need to know that God wants to pour out on you and make you vessels of mercy and vessels of honor, fit for the master's use. The Bible says in Luke chapter 10, hallelujah, beginning with verse 25, there was a certain lawyer, the Bible says, and he stood up to tempt him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said in the name of verse 26, what is written in the law? How readest thou? You're a lawyer. What are you reading in the law that you're interpreting? What are you reading? And the Bible says, and he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy might, have thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. Church, tonight, you need to know tonight that we need to be doers of the word and not hearers only. We need to know that when we received this lawyer, was a certain lawyer, he's already interpreted the law, he's already seen the law, but to justify himself because he asked the question, amen, he already knew the answer, he's already seen the answer. You need to know tonight that the answer has already been seen, already been declared. It is the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It is the mercy of God that we shall inherit eternal life. But the Bible says in verse 28, and he said unto him, or verse 29, excuse me, but he willing to justify himself, he felt embarrassed, he felt ashamed, because here is the Lord. He didn't interpret the law. The Lord Amen. Jesus Christ answered him in what he already had the answer. He said, before you call, I will answer. The answer is already given. I don't care what kind of circumstances, situation. Amen. God's mercy is already your answer tonight, church. God's mercy is already what you have need of. He will give you mercy before you even have a need for it. And the Bible says that he willing to justify himself said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Jesus answering him in verse 30 said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. You need to know tonight that I know a man that fell among thieves. I know a man in Luke chapter 23 that fell among thieves. We're not going to go there tonight. But he was between two malefactors, one on the right and one on the left. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. There was one, amen, that come unto him and was numbered with him. The Bible says that in verse 32, and when they come to a place which is called Calvary, they crucified him and the malefactors. There was a man that fell among thieves.
And the Bible says, going back there to Luke, not only did he fall among thieves, but they stripped him of his raiment. The Bible says there in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. I know a man who fell among thieves. I know a man who was stripped of his raiment. I know a man, and the Bible says, and wounded him. I know a man that was wounded by the prophet Isaiah, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53 and 5, I know a man that was wounded. I know a man that fell among thieves. I know a man who was stripped of his raiment and departed, and he, leaving him half dead. These thieves left him. Let me ask you something tonight. Have you left the God of mercy tonight? Have you left him fallen among thieves? Have you left him stripped of his raiment? Have you left him on a cross, wounded? And those wounds were yours. You need to know something, amen. There was a change of raiment. The Bible says in Isaiah 61, he gives us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven. We took his raiment. We stole his clothes, but he changed ours. We took his. The wounds that you see upon his body, those were your wounds. Those were your bruises. But we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God. The Bible says, and by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. How many of you tonight will pass by on the other side of the God of mercy when you've seen him? You need to know, amen, that he was half dead because you put him there. He was stripped of his raiment because you stole his garments. He was wounded because you wounded him. He was wounded because those were your bruises. He was left out there because this was the life that you chose. He fell among you. And here's a priest. Here's a man. Here's a priest. Here's a minister. Here's a man of God. And the Bible says he came and he saw him. But he passed by on the other side. That was his opportunity. Church, tonight you have an opportunity to give mercy. Tonight you have an opportunity to receive mercy. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, I believe it's verse 9, the Bible says, that those, amen, that are merciful shall obtain mercy. The Bible says, amen, and likewise a Levite. Here comes a priest. Here comes a Levite. He was at the same place, at the place, and came and looked on him. He was curious and passed by on the other side. First amen. Man saw him, priest saw him, Levite. Here's a minister in the temple. Here's a man that daily is ministering in the church, doing things, ministering unto other people's needs. But you know what? He saw this man outside the church. He saw this man on the road, a man between Jerusalem and Jericho. He saw this man stripped. He looked upon him. He was curious. But because he wasn't in the temple, because he wasn't there to be seen, because he wasn't there was no one to see his good deeds, his good works, he had come to a place of hating, a place of hatefulness. He had hated the job. Don't hate your job. The works that you do for the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, he looked over him and passed by on the other side. But then there was a certain Samaritan. You have a certain man, certain priest, certain Levite, certain Samaritan. As he journeyed, came where he was. Let me ask you something tonight. Have you come to the place where God's mercy is tonight? Are you on a journey? Are you certain tonight? Which one are you tonight? Are you the certain priest? Are you the certain man? Are you the certain Levite? Are you the certain Samaritan? These are all vessels. These are all vessels. Are they vessels of wrath or vessels of mercy? Came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion upon him and went to him. Went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast. And brought him to an end and took care of him. You need to know something tonight. At this time, the Samaritans had no dealings with the Jews. This was a Jewish man that was wounded, that was bruised, that was all these things, and here was a Samaritan. They were in the natural realm, they would have hated one another because of the ethnic, in other words, because of the country that they come from, the background they came from. But this man didn't look at his background, he saw and he had compassion upon him. And he went to him and he bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to to anoint, to bind up the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. That's in Isaiah 61. He set him on his own beast. This man, this Samaritan, walked while he put this man on his own beast and brought him to the inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave him to the host, gave them to the host, and said to them, take thou, spend it, whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.
Amen.
He paid the debt. He paid the debt. He paid the debt of mercy. Did he owe this man nothing? Not a thing. But there is a spiritual principle here. The Samaritan had an opportunity to give mercy.
Amen.
Because that man that he bound on his own beast, that man that he brought into the end. You know what's so amazing about this? This man was brought to the end and spent the night. When this same man was born, there was no room in the end for him. But later on in life, amen, by the mercy of the Samaritan, by the mercy of the neighbor, by the mercy there, he was brought in and taken care of in that same place.
Amen.
And the Bible says this, ending up, which now these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves. Which one was his neighbor?
Yes.
Which one was his neighbor? And he said, verse 37, ending, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Who's your neighbor tonight? Church, who's your neighbor? The good thing about the Lord we serve tonight is the God that I serve tonight will show mercy on the Samaritan. Why? Because he showed mercy. But the God I serve tonight will not only show mercy on the Samaritan, but he'll show mercy on the certain priest that passed by on the other side. He'll show mercy upon the Levite, those that have been doing their works, and then outside the realm, outside the church, outside the priest when he couldn't be seen, when he didn't even go over there. He just saw him and went by on the other side. He didn't want to get involved. Church, tonight you need to get involved in the mercy of God.
Amen.
You need to come right where Jesus is. You need every opportunity to show mercy on why? Because the God you serve tonight, if you serve the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be vessels of mercy. And you will see the riches of his glory tonight. And just like he said, I'll give to the host. How about giving to the host, Brother Yearwood, Sister Yearwood, the host? How about giving to the host? When I say giving to the host, I'm talking about pray for them, show your mercy, show your compassion, but let them know that this word of God is going forth. And not returning unto the Lord. Show mercy and compassion tonight. Who's the God you serve tonight? Because every one of you underneath the sound of my voice, I don't care what you've done or what you have ever done or where you ever came from, God is a God that will have mercy on whom will have mercy. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Lord.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother John. That's right. And I appreciate the mercy God has for us, and his mercy endures forever. Well,
yeah.
I've got a couple girls here that want something for the Lord, so I want them to come around this time and just obey God. But first of all, I'd like to say that we've got some prayer requests that we meet Nate known. My brother-in-law, Dan Corden, he's undergoing right now a heart capture surgery. So need that taken care of and need God to move on him. And we've got Roy and Martha Sexton. Martha Sexton, she's had a stroke and she's needing a miracle from that. She fell about 6 weeks ago and broke her hip, so she's needing a miracle for that, and got a 90% blockage in her neck, so she's needing a miracle. So then we've got Sandra Combs in Ohio. She's had a stroke. She's up there in the rehab center, needing a miracle from God. And see, we've got another one here. Oh, Herb Corden, he's had something wrong with his leg. They've had to go in and clean up the some kind of like a tumor or something on it. So he's needing a miracle. And Shirley, my sister-in-law, she's needing a miracle on her back. So, but Herb had a, I can't think the name of it now, but ulcer on his leg. So they had to go in. It had infection in it, clean it up. But God's able to give them a miracle. So and I want to remember Kevin Miller's family up in Kokomo, Indiana. God will touch them and bless them and take care of them since they've lost their mother and he lost his wife. He's needing a miracle from God. So I'm going to let these girls here, Stephanie, I guess she's going to obey the Lord first.
I tell you today of the goodness of the Lord. There's nothing good in me that I should gain a reward. Just by the kindness and the favor he has shown. Not by my works or anything I earn. It's nothing but grace that pardons my sin. Because of his mercy, I've been born again. Redeemed by his blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace, it's nothing but grace. That pardons my sin. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace. I am what I am by the grace he gives to me. It's goodwill and favor. Continues to increase, called out of darkness is wonderful light. I'm blessed beyond measure. I owe him my life. It's nothing but grace that pardons my sin. Because of his mercy, I've been born again, redeemed by his blood. My sins are erased. What else can I say? Nothing but grace, redeemed by his blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace.
Amen. Appreciate that. So I'm going to let Betty come around and say something now.
Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen. Appreciate that wonderful verse. Brother John? Brother John?
Hello? Yeah.
Do you have anybody down there to sing tonight?
No, we were in their service and they weren't able to make it with me tonight. I don't really have anybody. I didn't bring my music with me, so.
Okay, but that's fine. I got some singers here. I want to give you an opportunity or give them the opportunity.
Right.
So
by next Tuesday, we'll definitely be able to have them with us because there were some of them that missed the other night and they weren't able to be here tonight. But hopefully by next week, we will have quite a group gathered together, so be able to minister when we need them.
Okay. Well, before we go and sing a song, what about praying over these needs that I just turned in there?
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just say in a word, Lord, even as a church servant, Father, you see, Lord, go across these states, Lord, these ones with cancer, Lord, ones with strokes, Father, these ones with blood problems, and Father, Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Father, I thank you that, God, you're going throughout the land right now, and your word is being unto him. Father, by your stripes, we were healed. This is a work that's already done. Father, Lord Jesus, you said that you are finished. Father, we ask that we would enter into this finished work. Father, that we heal your holy arm, according to your prophet Isaiah. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, go across the land, go across the United States, go across the world right now. Reach out, Lord, to each and every one. Father, we ask deliverance. Thank you, Lord. We ask for deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, where there needs to be deliverance. We ask for healing and wholeness, where there needs to be healing and wholeness. Father, we ask we would receive a good report this day and this hour. Father, as we are agreeing and touching one thing on earth and agreeing, that it shall be done. We are gathered in your name, and we are believing that it shall be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Appreciate that. I'll let Brother Timothy Dockery there go ahead and sing, or let someone else sing, whichever one he wants to do there. Just go ahead, brother. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Surely goodness and mercy of the Lord's overtaken me. You know, I just thank God. You know, that's one of the favorite scriptures here in the Bible that we're going to start out at that I've got, you know, talking about mercy. You know, I'm in Psalms 23 and verse 6, it said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow may all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, praise God, if we are a child of God, we've got surely in goodness and mercy of following us all the days of our life. You know, that's something that we can be thankful for. If we've got surely goodness and mercy of following us, you know, Mercy is what saved our soul. Mercy is what give us the chance, praise God, to come to the Lord and ask Him to forgive us of our sins. You know, I tell you what, without the mercy of God, we wouldn't have no way to get into the kingdom of God. But thank God it is the mercy of God that saved us. And, you know, it's the mercy of God. When you look around, you see all the sins that you did in your lifetime. And when you come to the Lord and you ask Him to forgive you of them, He washes them away from you. He puts them as far as east from the west is from you. And He puts them there and He never remembers them again. Praise God. That has got to be mercy that He can do something like that. You know, I'm so thankful that I have that surely and goodness and mercy following me all the days of my life. And the last part of it there, it said for us to that we'd be in His house. Praise God. And, you know, we'd dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, that's what it's all about, my friend. That's the mercy of God that give us that opportunity that we can endure these things by the mercy of God. And, you know, we look down into Proverbs there in 16 and 6. It said, "My mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, man depart from evil." Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm glad that by that right there, it tells me that we're purged from evil. Thank God we don't have to worry about the evil anymore because, as I said there a while ago, He puts our sins in the sea, forgetful to never to be brought up again against us. He don't even remember it. You know, whenever the devil starts trying to remind you of these things, praise God, all you got to do is say, "Lord, by Your mercy, I've done been forgiven. By Your mercy, I'm going to endure this, and I'm going to make the kingdom of God my home." And thank God we can do that because God's mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can look here into Hosea 6 and 6. It says, "For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God moved more than burnt offerings." Hallelujah. You know, I tell you what, we need to desire the knowledge of God. And whenever we do that, we can have the knowledge of God. You know, one of the scriptures over there, I don't remember just exactly where it's at, but one of the old kings, I believe it was, he desired the wisdom of God more than the riches. And you know, that's what we need today, is desire the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God than the riches, because the riches of this land is no good. The riches of this land one day is going to perish. But thank God, if we are in the Lord, one day after a while, we'll hear Him say, "You're well done." Praise God, He'll tell us that we will, one day after a while, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I'm so thankful, praise God, that we have that opportunity, that we can look to the author and the finisher of our faith, and we can call upon Him. His name, praise God, is Jesus. We call upon Jesus, then we can have the mercy of God. I tell you what, God has the mercy for us tonight, that we can look to Let's look into Luke 7 and 18, and it says, and the disciples of John showed him of all these things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's look down into Psalms 119 and 64. The earth, O Lord, is full of mercy. Teach me thy statutes. You know, that's what we need tonight, is to know the statutes of God and the laws of God and the rules of God. And one way we can find that is going back to mercy. I don't know why that it just seems like mercy tonight is the main important thing that this world needs. That's what we all need, is more mercy of God, more of His presence in our lives, more mercy that we can get from God, and the better off we're going to be. I thank God tonight that I can call up on Him and I can say, Lord, just have mercy on Lord Yearwood. And I hear God's voice start speaking. I hear the peace of God starts coming in, and the blessings of God starts flowing, and I know, praise God, beyond every shadow of a doubt, that there is mercy, and that it's on my trail, like that song was singing there a while ago, surely in goodness and mercy all the days of my life. Hallelujah. If we've got that, it will overcatch us. It will overtake us. One passage of Scripture teaches us that it will overtake us. The blessings of God will overtake us. And that is because the mercy of God is on our trail. I praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that we, don't matter what country we're in, all we've got to do is call upon God, and His mercy will catch up with us. Hallelujah. Let's look into Psalms 103 and verse 11. It says, for as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that the heavens is higher than the earth. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight that mercy, hallelujah, is the greatest thing that we can ever have. I'll tell you what, let's look down into Psalms 103 and verse 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm thankful tonight that, just look back there again. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. Let this sink in. Yeah. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Now, I tell you, that's something. Knowing that the mercy of God is upon us, everlasting to everlasting. That means throughout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that's telling me throughout eternity, mercy is upon us. Hallelujah. And it'll be for everlasting to everlasting. I tell you what, and upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children. Hallelujah. Right. As far off as called. Brother John, I believe that's telling me that mercy is still calling for people, if they'll just only turn their lives around and turn it over to God, and just let God move for them and let God have his way in their lives that will endure forever to ever and everlasting to everlasting. Let's look into Proverbs or Psalms 145 verse 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy.
Amen.
You know, God is slow to anger.
Amen.
Whenever we mess up, foul up, all we've got to do is go back to him, and God is slow to anger. Amen. But his love is grateful, and praise God, and his mercy is there for us to come to him and say, Lord, I have just messed up everything, and I need your mercy to be with me. And God's mercy, he'll turn right back to us and say, yes, son, or yes, daughter, I hear ye, and I'll give you the mercy to endure this thing. And you know, that's what we need tonight is to know that God's mercy is long-lasting. It's a long-suffering. And praise God, we don't have to worry about nothing. If we just come to him and confess our sins, confess our faults to him, his mercy is there. I tell you what, I'll go far enough to say that his mercy I will reach out to the Muslims if they will cry out to him and say, God, I've sinned against you. I've sinned against your son. I've sinned, and I believe God will forgive them. I believe God will wipe the sins away and give them a slick slate to start out on and give them a new life and give them a new path to walk. Praise God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I don't know why that God, if we got what we deserved, we would, everyone would end up in hell. But thank God his mercy endureth forever. His mercy turn to you and I and give us an opportunity. Yet while we were still sinners, whenever we were still sinning against God, mercy turned to us and started calling our names and calling on us to come to repentance. I thank God that his mercy called on Lloyd Yearwood one day. I thank God that I had enough wisdom and knowledge that I turned to him and I said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner, on my way to a devil's hell, but I need you for a Savior. And the Lord turned to me. He saved my soul, and he forgave me of my sins. I've not dotted every I. I've never crossed every T since then. But I tell you what, God's had mercy on this old boy. He's given me a chance to walk uprightly before him. I'm striving every day to be more like Christ because the word Christian means to be Christ-like. That's my desire. I want to be Christ-like. I pray every day, Lord, don't let people just look at Lloyd Yearwood and see Lloyd Yearwood, but let them see you that's in me, the hope of glory. Lord, that's what I'm needing, is that you shine out through me, that people will see you and not me. I tell you, I've said a lot of times, you may see me and you may forget me. You've not forgot a thing. But when you see the Lord and you forget him, my friend, you've missed it all. Without you come back and repent and get your sins earned the blood, you've done forgot it all. You've done missed out. You've done missed a ship. But praise God, he's got mercy upon you tonight. And he's saying, just come unto me, all you that are heavy, and I will give you rest. My friend, I tell you what, God is wanting to give us all the rest, the peace, and the joy that passes all understanding. If we just turn to him and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Thank God. I've got another verse too here that I want to read. Psalms 138 and verse 8. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. You know, praise God, hallelujah. Then in Psalms 86 and verse 5, for thou, Lord, art good and rich to rich, ready, I'm sorry, well, for thou, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy and to all that call upon thee. Hallelujah. I tell you what, God is plenty and ready, praise God, to forgive us if we just call upon him.
Amen.
We got another call in there, 678. Go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hello, Brother Yearwood. This is Brother Branham.
Hey, praise the Lord, Brother Branham.
Praise the Lord. Been listening to you and enjoying everything that's you're being said about mercy. And I just want to make a quick comment. Didn't want to interrupt you, but I saw that time was running out. But I was looking in the book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Amen.
You know, we've got a lot of people today that are showing no mercy to other folks, and yet they want to get mercy.
Amen.
And what it's saying to me, if you want to get mercy, then you need to give mercy.
Amen, brother.
And another scripture that stood out to me while I was listening to you is 1 Peter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. And it's because of that mercy that I can claim that incorruptible, undefiled crown of glory that I expect to receive. And I'm going to tell you, if we all got what we deserve tonight, I was preaching last weekend in South Carolina near Greenville, and I did a survey, and I asked the congregation, I said, how many would be in your grave right now if God hadn't delivered you? And a bunch of people stood. And you that are listening out there, you've got a lot to be thankful for. Because God's been good to you. He's been good to me. He's been so good to me, I'll never. Listen, we can start praising him from now until the day we die, and we will never thank God enough for his goodness and mercy.
Amen.
And I've enjoyed listening to you, my brother, and all of you folks listening out there, Brother Yearwood and his wife and family are great folks. Been in revival with me many times and been a big help. And God is moving in these last days.
Yes, he is, brother.
And I just wanted to call in and just make a few comments. I listen to you about every week, but I didn't want to call and interrupt. But that is such a good topic.
Amen, brother. Well, you need
God
to call in there and get in here
God.
With us.
God is a merciful God. And
yes,
some people
he is.
Out there think he's got a big club ready to beat your brains out. But I got news for you. He goes above and beyond, and he's very, very patient. And look at all them times the children of Israel doubted him. And I preached Sunday about the fire that fell on Mount Carmel. There's all the stuff that God had done, the things that God had done for the children of Israel. And here they are on Mount Carmel and turned to Baal. And that's just like we are. If we hit a little rough place in the road, we turn on God, and instead of him getting mad at us, he just shows us, said, look at here. Let me show you what I can do. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He rolls up his sleeves and says, there ain't nothing I can't do. My God's a good God. He'll supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Now, he's not going to supply our wants. That's not Bible. But he said our needs he will supply.
Yes,
and
he is.
He's been merciful to me. And sometimes I wonder, I don't have any scripture for this. Sometimes I wonder if God just don't look the other way once in a while. He says, Lord, I can't even bear to look at them. Look what they're doing. They're out here dilly-dallying around and getting in all kinds of mess and trouble. But he always, it's like my dad used to sing an old song, just when you need him, he's always there.
Amen.
I can call Jesus anytime.
Yes.
Brother, it's good to talk with you.
Amen. Well, brother, don't run off. We'll tell everybody about you there. Now, this is Brother Ronnie Branham, the group that's been singing on our radio broadcast. We'll get him come back in there and give you a phone number. You can call him and make an appointment, and you may have to wait a few days. You probably won't get an appointment the same day you call him to come, but he'll give you an appointment there to come to your church and sing and preach to you there. So come back in there, Brother Ronnie, and give us a phone number and pray for
well,
us.
Well, we're at area code 678-454-7317. Again, that is 678-454-7317. And I give God all the praise and the glory. We don't have any openings now until December, but we are taking scheduling for next year. We closed a revival in Greenville, South Carolina last week, a little town called Greer. God saved four, filled one with the Holy Ghost. And this coming weekend, Saturday night and Sunday, we're going to be in China Grove, North Carolina. And so we're at a different place all the time. God is saving every weekend. We've had people that's been divinely
Amen.
Healed. I still believe in miracles and the healing power of God. And that's wonderful about our God. You know, he not only saves, he can heal, he can deliver, and he can set free
Amen.
And bind up the brokenhearted. My God's able to do anything. All we've
yeah.
got to do is turn our faith loose and
Amen.
Turn it over to God. But God's given us a great ministry, and our group consists of me and my wife and my daughter and her husband and my son and our bass player, and we're called Branham Family Next Generation. And we've been preaching and singing and traveling over this country. If you count my dad's ministry when he got so where he couldn't go anymore, doesn't go much anymore. If you combine all the years we've been in this, it's 1952. So we've been on the road singing, praying, shouting, and telling this world about Jesus. And I
Amen.
Want to throw this in. Brother Yearwood, that Sunday when we closed out, we went by and saw Bob and Claire Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
And she
Yeah,
she's bedfast. She's not eating anything, just drinking a little bit of Ensure. But the Holy Ghost fell in that room, and she began to sing, and he began to sing, and we prayed for her, and they prayed for us, and I really got more out of it than they did. We had a great time, and remember the Hicks family in your prayers, and they're both 94, and but I don't care how old she is. God can still raise her up off of that bed.
Amen.
As long as you're breathing, there's hope. So if you're listening out there and you just feel like there's no hope, that's a lie of Satan. There is hope. Because of his mercy and his amazing grace, we have a hope.
Amen.
That all is not lost. Don't listen to the devil. That's not the Lord telling you that.
Amen.
That's the devil telling you that you don't have any hope. But you do have a hope. And our hope is in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. But it's sure good to talk with you, my brother.
Amen. It's good, Brother Ronnie, that you called in there. We're glad to hear your voice, sir. Brother John?
Yeah, brother. I think our
this is a brother that's been singing several different times on there that you wrote his phone number down.
Right.
So you might want to call him one of these days. Our time is up, and we'll go for now. God bless you, and we love you, and proud you called in.
Amen.
Appreciate you.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.